This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. and Europe are warning Lebanon's Hezbollah to ease strikes on Israel and back off from a wider Mideast war. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the U.S. or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. And a UN humanitarian chief has used the word apocalyptic to describe a war that could result. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A weapons expert has told the UN his organization has irrefutably established missile debris in Ukraine is North Korean. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The UN Security Council has been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Taliban on Saturday ruled out any discussions on internal issues of Afghanistan, including women's rights, with international envoys at an upcoming crucial United Nations-hosted meeting in Doha, Qatar. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Zabihullah Mujahidi, the Taliban government spokesperson and head of its delegation attending the conference, said that the two-day talks commencing Sunday would primarily center on Afghan economic issues and counter-narcotics efforts. Special envoys from around two dozen countries, including the United States, will gather to interact with Taliban representatives for the first time since UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres initiated what is referred to as the Doha process a year ago. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of protesters rallied in Tel Aviv on Saturday, demanding the release of hostages still held in Gaza after 8 months of war between Israel and Hamas. Protesters carried pictures of the hostages, chanted slogans, and called for an immediate ceasefire and release of those being held captive. Arab mediators' efforts, backed by the United States, have so far failed to conclude a ceasefire, with both sides blaming each other for the impasse. Hamas says any deal must end the war and bring full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, while Israel says it will accept only temporary pauses in fighting until Hamas, which has ruled Gaza since 2007, is eradicated. The United Nations admits it has fallen short on its goals to improve lives across the globe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The United Nations is warning it's met just 17% of about 170 goals to end poverty, achieve peace, and protect the planet. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres releasing a report card of sorts on the Sustainable Development Goals aimed at helping the lives of some 7 billion people.
Our failure to secure peace, to confront climate change, and to boost international finance is undermining development.
He says there's no reason that countries can't pick up the pace. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Beryl has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. Hurricane watches were in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Barbados's Meteorological Service said the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 1,260 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday, with maximum sustained winds of 100 kilometers per hour. It was moving west at 37 kilometers per hour. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup cricket final. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.